You've heard me talk about Patriot Foods here on the program, and the reason is I grew up in farm country. I grew up in southern Michigan, surrounded by farms. I have an appreciation for farmers and ranchers and the people that make our food, frankly. And when you go to the grocery store now, you don't see, you know, produced in America, grown in America. You see it grown all over the world, and it scares me. And Adam Malone is with me. He is the guy that said we have to have an idea to have a way to support American farmers. Adam, good to have you here. You created Patriot Foods, and I appreciate it.
Yes, good morning, Steve. Good morning, the American farmers, and good morning to our servicemen and women of this great country.
Adam, you're setting your sights on getting more farmers involved. You got this off the ground. It's working great, and I'm telling you, it gets shipped all over the country as it is. But Patriot Foods is produce grown by American farmers only, fresh and frozen, delivered to people's doorsteps. There's no charge because you want to save the American farmer. You're a farmer yourself, many generations, and now you're focusing on Florida because things are getting started in Florida. Of course, the season starts here a little earlier than it does in Michigan where you live, that's for sure. Tell me what you're up to.
Yeah, so like Manatee County, for instance, a big tomato county there. They're in big trouble with Mexico. The blueberry guys down in Florida are in trouble with Mexico. So just to give your listeners a little illustration of how bad it is. So Mexico, it's 10 cents their cost compared to $1 our cost. And they're dumping tomatoes, they're dumping blueberries, they're dumping peppers, they're dumping strawberries. Steve, it's a train wreck. And how do we fix this? How does the American public fix this? Well, I'll tell you, the American public, the consumer, is stronger than our government. I can promise you that. And the best way to fix this is read your labels. Please read your labels. You know, your farmers depend on those. If you live in Florida, if you live in Michigan and you see Florida strawberries, buy two. Leave the imports on the shelf while your state is in season. It's so important.
It is so important because if you continue to buy food from elsewhere, I mean, we learned this during the pandemic. If we rely too much on a foreign supplier of anything and things get bumpy here, you're just going to go without. Well, going without food doesn't sound like a very good option.
Well, the American farmer's going out of business. And as well as you know, unfortunately, there's higher ups, and I think the plans aren't good, right? Bill Gates is the largest farm land owner in this country. And you think things are scary now, okay? I won't get into that too depthfully. But I'm telling you, people need to read their labels and get educated, right? Get educated. What is in season in your state? Ask your retail manager, your produce manager. Ask them in person, online, why Florida's in season. Why do I have Mexico strawberries on my shelf? I live in Florida. What is going on? We need to support our farmers, right?
So you're also looking for more farmers to get involved with what you're doing because you're expanding, because it's working, but we need good Americans like the ones listening to the program today to get involved and say, you know what, I want to pay a little bit more to have American corn or blueberries or strawberries or whatever it might be on their table tonight. I mean, let's be honest. Yeah, you can buy Mexican strawberries and Canadian blueberries, but are you helping your neighbor? And the answer is no. And as you just pointed out, some of these places pay so little to the people they put out in the fields, it's not really fair. You can't compete against an American farmer, right?
Oh, yeah, the farmers cannot compete. And, you know, it's so important. Patriot Foods, what we do, we take farmers that want to sell stuff, and we sell it online. And if you can't find U.S.-grown produce in your fresh produce, you know, area there in the store, in your box store, buy frozen. Go to patriotfoods.com. Buy frozen. We have beautiful products, U.S. only. It's a great program. We give back. Every time you buy, we give back to a military family in need. And it's working. And we're getting more farmers. And we need more farmers. We got to support the U.S. farmer.
I couldn't agree more. You know, in my lifetime, you know, we've seen different periods of time where there were crises in farming, like the 1980s, that it resulted in farm aid and so forth. But you told me here just recently, the number of farmers going out of business in the Midwest, you've not seen anything like it.
I've never seen anything like it in my lifetime. 46 years old, and the blueberry guys are dropping like flies. You know, we're not teaching our kids farming. You know, dad's not teaching his kid. It's just a disaster. You know, this country is founded on farming. We need to be able to feed ourselves. I get worked up. I get
emotional. Well, it's called food security. I mean, Adam, let's be honest. It's about, as I was talking about, supply chains, but it's food security. And if we're not secure in our own food supply because we've gotten rid of fields and turned them into parking lots and developments and so forth, and the farmer is going out of business because he's being undersold by 100 different countries around the world, then when things do get tough, we're really in trouble.
That's right. And let's look at the other side of it, right? Mexico's dumping on our farmers, on our markets while we're in season. Why don't they create their own markets in their own country? Why don't they feed their own people? I mean, when you buy Mexico produce, you're supporting poverty in that country. You are hurting their country. There's so many sides to this thing, and it's very important. People need to educate themselves.
They do.
Yeah.
And here's a good place to start. And I want to do this. PatriotFoods.com. PatriotFoods.com. I want you to go there today. I want you to support Adam. I want you to support American farmers. Like he said, they also give a little something to military families in need. We'll share those stories going forward. PatriotFoods.com. Support the American farmer because food security matters, the American farmer matters, and PatriotFoods.com matters. I'm asking for you to do your part today and do your part and as best you can as an American. Adam, I've got to run. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Steve. Thank you.
Quick break.
Governor Whitmer wants Line 5 shut down, with no plan to replace the essential energy it delivers. That means a shortage of millions of gallons of fuel every day. It's vital energy that heats homes, fuels transportation, and drives our industries. If Line 5 shuts down, struggling Michigan families and small businesses will face higher energy costs. If Line 5 shuts down, then what? Take action at Enbridge.com/supportline5.
The pandemic has made it clear, if you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.